Over the last 5 years, we've already saved 433 million, so this will take us over the half a billion mark. Two real factors. One is the increasing level of demand, particularly with the elderly population and their needs. But also, of course, we've lost another 33 million in government grant funding, so the combination of the two. And since we've been doing these cuts for the last 5 years, obviously we've taken the easy fruit, but now it gets increasingly difficult to find areas. So far, I think we've managed without people really being aware of damage to frontline services, but this is getting increasingly more difficult.
On the council tax level, John, of just under 2%,
yep.
Why not consult on a higher figure? Because people might say, well, you know, we value these services and we're prepared to pay a bit more.
I think the worry in my mind is if we have to go to a referendum, it would be extremely expensive to do, and we reckon the cost of circulating 600,000 households would be well over £1 million. And I suspect the answer probably would be a dusty one of no. So we stick to within the government guidelines of 1.99%, which raises for us £11 million. Were they to change that referendum criteria, I think we would have a problem. But since it only involves, for a Band C property, something like £19 a year or 37p a week, I think this is reasonable to make sure we can continue to provide care, particularly for the vulnerable elderly and children.
You've acknowledged that this level of savings will mean reduced access to and possibly cessation of some services. In what areas are you looking at?
I don't think in terms of stopping any services. I've mentioned how we've tried to transform the way we look at adult care. But there are things like we spend an enormous amount of money on subsidising bus routes, both, you know, at various levels for schools, but also in getting people in remote areas, you know, to hospitals and places like that. We're in detailed discussions at the moment with the two major bus companies, Arriva and Stagecoach, within Kent, to try and negotiate a sort of better deal for them, because what we're finding is with increased usage taking place, we're having to subsidise these, you know, even more than we were previously. So we're hoping that these bus companies will also come to the party with us and try and look at a more logical way of using their resources there.